Explain to me the plot of Twilight Breaking Dawn. Go.
Okay, so Bella gets pregnant from Edward's dead sperm.
This is already good. This is weird.
And then the baby grows really rapidly fast because it's half vampire, half human baby, and then it starts scratching her out from the inside. Edward goes in, rips the baby out, and then, because she's in like amazing pain for some reason.
Well, probably because she's being opened from the inside,
a vampire baby. Yeah.
Yes, and then vampire baby starts growing rapidly, has all these skills. Wait till you hear what the actual name of the baby is, though.
Okay.
If it was a boy, she was going to call it like this hybrid name of Edward and Jacob. I can't remember what that was.
Ugh.
But instead, because it was a girl, she called it a hybrid name of Rosalie and Esme, right? Her half her sister. Renesmee.
I'm listening. Can't follow this anymore.
Anyway, so the baby is scratching at her inside.
Yeah, and then Edward, rips the baby out, and then the baby starts growing really rapidly. And then the werewolf Jacob, he imprints on people, and then they're going to be, in love forever. So that's what happens. So he imprints on the baby. Therefore, Jacob, lovers.
Good stuff.
The baby will grow really fast and he will stop aging.
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Well, when does it stop aging?
I don't know.
Wait, hang on. So the baby comes out and the werewolf's hot damn.
Yeah, he kind of looks at him and goes, oh, hello. Because the werewolf is in love with the mum, though. That's the freakiest part, though.
What?
Yeah, Jacob is in love with Bella.
Yeah,
instead, he imprints on the baby.
Why the hell was the werewolf, who I assume is Bella's ex-boyfriend, there at the birth?
Oh, no, this is a couple of days later or something, because she didn't tell him.
I thought it was just the baby comes out and, well, there.
The thing that strikes me is, so you've got this werewolf and you've got a vampire who's, 100 and something, I don't know. But that's just it's a cross between either bestiality or pedophilia.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a sick film.
I wonder why they made it MA.
The book is so much better.
I wonder why they released it. how did this get past the OFLC?
The grossest thing ever is that Jacob made out with Bella, and then he's gonna his mother-in-law. He's made out with his mother-in-law pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Far out. What would the baby then be? If it falls in love with
But the thing is, Renesmee has no choice.
Half vampire, half werewolf baby.
Half vampire, half werewolf. A quarter vampire.
Quarter vampire.
Half werewolf.
Half werewolf.
Quarter human.
Jeez.
No, but the thing is, Renesmee has no say in this. Jacob has imprinted on her.
That's why it's illegal.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I can't say I feel more enlightened now that I know this, but
when the book came out, everyone's what the actual F?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I am like that now.